I'm Brad Locke.
I'm Gene Phelps.
I'm Blake Morgan, and this is Prep Rally,
a podcast covering high school sports in Northeast Mississippi. Hey, everybody. Welcome into a new episode of Prep Rally, a high school sports podcast brought to you by the Daily Journal and DJournal.com, coming to you every Wednesday here. You can find us on iTunes, any of your podcast apps, or at PrepRally.DJournal.com. I'm your host, Brad Locke, joined by Blake Morgan, and Gene Phelps not with us. He's busy, Blake, but, you know, it's that time of year. There's plenty going on. For one thing, we're planning that spring sports banquet, aren't we?
Mm-hmm. So that's June 5th.
Yeah, June 5th. I think that's maybe what Gene is dealing with right now. And so we got that coming up. But right now we're in the midst of the postseason for a lot of sports, baseball, softball, golf, tennis, track, and whatnot. And we've got other things to talk about out-of-season sports like hoopage. Got some coaching news from the past week need to hit on. Also, we got a little bit of football recruiting to talk about. A couple of local kids making their verbal commitments to one of the local SEC schools. So we've got plenty to cover. We're not going to be able to hit everything we'd like to hit on. So we're going to just try to hit some highlights, basically, of what's happened the past few days on the high school scene. And, let's start with softball, Blake. Let's do that because they just played on Tuesday. Wrapping up some series there. That was the quarterfinal round, was it not?
It was.
State quarterfinal.
Yeah, because the next round is North half.
Yeah, North final or state semifinals.
Starts on Friday.
Right. So we had some local teams that did well. Let's start with Tupelo. Man, they had their backs against the wall, as the cliche goes, again against Clinton. It happened last week against DeSoto Central. They dropped the first game, came back and won the next two.
Mm-hmm.
And they won those on the road, didn't they?
They did.
And then they had to go down to Clinton after losing game one of this past series. And so they had to go down to Clinton and win two on the road. And they did that Tuesday night, which is mighty impressive.
Yeah, hey, lucky for them if they make it to the championships in Jackson, because it seems they
they do well in the
long drives away. They do pretty well. Gene had a really great story last week about their comeback win over DeSoto Central. And you know, the girls talked about how they want to change the culture of Tupelo, right? Tupelo softball. You know, they've proven to be a resilient bunch and a team that, it's really dangerous. I saw it a lot when we were down in the state tournament in basketball. You know, you get these 16, 17-year-old kids believing that no matter what the score is, no matter what the series is at, like, you know, they believe they can come back and beat anyone. It's dangerous, right? All you need is one or two hits and then... You know, you have a spark, and all of a sudden you're winning two games down in Clinton.
Yeah, and they won yesterday, Tuesday. You can find the story in today's Daily Journal or at djournal.com. But they won 1-0, had a tight one there in game two, and then they finished it off handily 9-1. So Tupelo coming back there and showing a lot of resilience. Dana Ray, the coach, I think it's a testament to him. We know that he's a good coach. He's done it at other places, so he's got this team really able to fight through a little bit of adversity. They've got a 24-8 record now. Next up for them is Madison Central, so we'll see how they do down there. I don't know where game one will be held at, but they'll end up playing at both places. Of course, with the best of three series there. Let's talk about Moorville. This is where you were at last night, Blake. Moorville and Nettleton. That's always a good softball matchup. A very good rivalry. But Moorville finished it off with a two-game sweep, didn't they?
Yeah. I was talking with different people at Moorville last night and, you know, just saying how this is the premier softball rivalry in the north half of the state.
I think so. I think so.
Moorville won game one on Monday, and game two, Nettleton jumped out early lead. They scored in the first inning, scored in the third inning, held that held it three runs, held the lead most of the game. Moorville got a run. They got a run early, then they got a run in the fifth inning. They went in and were down 3-2 going into the sixth. You know, a couple of Moorville strung together a couple of pitches or a couple of hits. They got a couple of errors from Nettleton, and then, you know, next thing you know, bases are loaded, two outs. Madison Walton comes up to the plate, senior. She, you know, is not a power hitter at all. Like, I, you know, Nettleton knew what she was going to try to do, just try to bunt it, get a little bit of contact.
A little slap hit action.
Yeah, hit it. And she, you know, made solid contact. It just rolled straight down the first base line. You know, and I wrote in the story, you know, it was just fast enough to where the catcher couldn't go get it in time. And the pitch, and, you know, and it stayed just directly on the line. It did not go foul, and it did not go out to where the pitcher could easily get it either. Walton gets on first base. It brings home the game-tying run. And then Nettleton switches pitchers. New pitcher comes in. First pitch is to Haley Donald, which is not who you want.
Not if you're Nettleton. You don't want her up there.
Yeah, don't want her up there in a tied, bases-loaded situation. The pitch goes right under Donald's hand, or feet. She has to jump up to get out of the way. The pitch goes past the catcher. And then Morville takes the 4-3 lead in the sixth inning, and it's done.
And you mentioned Hallie Donald. I mean, you think of Morville softball last few years. She's one of those players that tends to come through. Some are quieter. You think of her. But then, as you mentioned, really the big hit was Madison Walton. Mm-hmm. And it just kind of goes to show the depth of this team, that they don't always have to depend on a couple of players.
They have four seniors, I believe. And, you know, they started at the top of the order yesterday. It was Megan Edwards, Madison Walton, Hallie Donald, Summer Crowder.
Yeah.
Nettleton, most of the time they would walk Megan Edwards and then walk Hallie Donald. But, I mean, you know, that still leaves two seniors that have been through the ringer, inexperienced girls up to bat. Morville, they're just a great, great team.
Yeah, and so Morville will now face North Pontotoc in the North Final. North Pontotoc usually has a really strong squad there. North Pontotoc defeated Boonville. They had a sweep there of the Lady Devils on to finish them off on Tuesday. You can find all our softball coverage. We've got a roundup as well online. The roundup, I don't think we had room for it in print, but we've got a roundup with the results. North Pontotoc winning, East Union 1-2A, Smithville in 1A, Hamilton also 1-1A. Saltillo and Houston, two area teams that lost on Tuesday. But you can check out our coverage in the Journal and at djournal.com. Again, lots of softball action. They'll crank back up, when is it again, Thursday, Friday?
Friday,
okay.
So, Friday, Saturday, I think.
Yeah, that sounds right. Okay, let's talk baseball now. The quarterfinals are coming up. Some of these series wrapped up Saturday over the weekend, and they had some that had to go to Monday. And so they're going to start back up on Thursday with the quarterfinals. A lot of good matchups. Let's start with Tupelo taking on DeSoto Central. Justin Reed has that team playing very well. You know, they get it done on the mound. They get it done at the plate. Of course, on the mound, you got, for instance, Jackson Bridges is the first name that comes to mind. And so kind of curious to see how far he can take this team.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I was talking with Braden Bishop that if Tupelo they could get through that first that first playoff series they had, we really thought that they had a chance to go really deep in the playoffs, and it's really proven that that way. Like you said, I mean, you know, Jackson Bridges has been just absolutely outstanding. You know, Gene and I have been beginning to throw around names for all area and who we would consider, and Jackson Bridges' name has come up a lot. Like, he is at a tremendous season for the Wave.
Tupelo swept Warren Central last weekend to advance to the next round. They had to go down to Warren Central for to win game two, and they scored two runs in the seventh inning to tie that game. They ended up winning in the eighth on Josh Smith's single, and so Tupelo gets the sweep there. South Sanders was the winning pitcher in relief in that game. And going back to the previous game, the game one, we mentioned Jackson Bridges threw a no-hitter. No big deal.
Yeah, whatever. You know.
So, Tupelo moving on. Looking at some other matchups here, not all of them, but here are a few good ones, most of them involving two area teams playing each other. And again, this is the quarterfinal round starting Thursday. And 1A, you got TCPS taking on Pine Grove. In 3A, you've got Moorville taking on Nettleton. You know, we talk about the softball rivalry, maybe not as strong in baseball, but those are two traditional powers there in 3A. Also in 3A, Kossuth and North Pontotoc. Kossuth, reigning state champ.
Yeah.
Corinth and Pontotoc in 4A, as well as Ripley and Itawamba AHS. And then in 5A, Oxford going to try to keep rolling. They have to take on Lewisburg. So a lot of good action. Look for our coverage this weekend in the Journal and at djournal.com. Again, a lot of stuff going on in the with the other sports being in the postseason. Everybody's in the postseason right now. We do want to make particular mention of Tupelo girls golf. Yesterday, they went and won their first ever state title in golf. It's a little different. They don't have classes 1 through 6A. I think it's classes 1, 2, and 3. Tupelo is in class 3, and they won. Could be considered a bit of an upset, I guess. D'Iberville was leading, I think, by 6 or 7 strokes after day one. And Tupelo came back, and again, never won a state title, but they won by a single stroke. So a little bit of drama down there beating D'Iberville. And they had this, and it was held in Vicksburg, by the way, is where they played it. So congrats to them. Michaela Bryan had a big day. It was a 2-day event. She shot 78 and then 76 for a total of 154. So she finished third overall. Now D'Iberville's star player, she's an MSU signee, Hannah Levi. She won first place overall with a 133. But Tupelo had the better overall effort, just enough between Michaela Bryan and Margaret Hill, who had an improved performance on day two. She improved by 5 strokes to finish with a total of 167 there at Clear Creek Golf Club in Vicksburg.
Yeah, I mean, first championship in school history, for that sport is very impressive, and in dramatic fashion, too.
Again, D'Iberville was leading by 7 strokes there after day one. But Tupelo's coach, Sherry Riles, she said she just told her team, hey, you know, don't worry about trying to make up that deficit. Just make pars, okay? Let's just focus on making par each hole, and then maybe things will take care of themselves. And that's exactly what happened. I know I mentioned Margaret Hill. She had a big chip in. Chipped one in from off the green on the front nine, and that ended up being a pretty important shot, obviously, when you win by 1 stroke. So congrats to the Tupelo girls golf squad for bringing home the trophy there. Let's talk about some sports that are not in season, but, you know, it's basketball and football. They're kind of always in season, Blake. Let's start with basketball. Some coaching news, big coaching news that came down late last week. Bill Russell, the longtime Pontotoc girls head coach, is now at South Pontotoc.
Yeah.
Took the job there. I think it was Friday that news came down, and he's
Friday.
Moving across the county. That's actually his alma mater is South Pontotoc, but he was at Pontotoc for 20 years. Had a lot of success there, won the state title in 2012. I mean, a lot of really good players have come through that program. And Bill Russell, you know, make a pretty good argument he's the best girls basketball coach in Northeast Mississippi right now.
Especially with longevity factored in.
Oh, yeah. No doubt.
For how long he's been doing it. He is one of the top guys in the area. And, you know, Gene wrote about he's, you know, Bill Russell was searching for a change. South Pontotoc was seeking a slam dunk. They certainly got it.
That was a good lead by Gene, by the way.
Yeah, right? Absolutely.
It sure was.
You know, he nailed it, though. You know, that's what South Pontotoc gets.
Yeah, and, you know, Bill just saying, you know, he needed a fresh start. I guess he'd stay in one place for that long. You can feel like, I know he coached his daughter, and she's graduated within the last couple of years or so. So you often will see that with a coach. Saw it with John Stroud. He coached his daughter, and she finished up not too long ago. And, of course, he resigned from New Albany recently. That's another really good girls coach in the area. He was one of the top ones as well. But, yeah, now he's going to South Pontotoc, which is you know, I'm not overly familiar with their recent history. They've never been a traditionally strong program. There's certainly no Pontotoc.
Right.
So I'll be interested to see what he can do there. I know they've got some athletes at that school because they've got a good soccer program. They've got a good softball program. So I think he'll probably have some athletes to work with I'm just real curious to see how quickly he can really have them winning consistently there at South Pontotoc. And Bill Russell, by the way, was also the – he maybe more than once, I'm not sure, but I know for sure he was Coach of the Year for the Daily Journal in 2012 after they went undefeated and won the state title. And I had the pleasure of covering some of his teams when I was on the prep beat several years ago. So Kyle Hurd is now the new coach. He's got a pretty good background as an assistant at several places. He was a boys assistant at Pontotoc before taking this job. He also coached at Ingomar and North Pontotoc. He came to Pontotoc as the boys assistant in 2014, and he's coached a little bit at Blue Mountain College. So he's looks like he's a younger fella there, but you know, it's going to
Got a good amount of experience, though.
Yeah, and he's got some good players coming back, including Shatija Jones, one of the best players in the area, averaging 20-plus points per game. So Bill Russell of South Pontotoc, Kyle Hurd taking his place at Pontotoc. Let's talk a little bit of football recruiting, why don't we, Blake, real quick.
Let's do
football
it.
Season never really ends because of recruiting, mainly. Had a couple of local stars commit to Mississippi State. Dan Mullen picking up a couple of good ones there in Jet Johnson and Marcus Murphy. Of course, Jet is a linebacker for Tupelo, has led the team in tackles the last 2 years, and has really been getting a lot of interest just the past few months from schools, including he had offers, I believe, from Louisville, Memphis,
Ole Miss,
a lot of really good programs.
Yeah, he had plenty of D1 offers, he's committed, but I'm sure those offers will still roll in as the fall goes along.
Yeah, I read this part of the story where he says, "Okay, I'm done with the recruiting process. I can focus on football." Well, don't tell the other college coaches that. They're going to keep calling you.
Yeah, absolutely. he's a fantastic player. Really nice kid with a really good family. I sat with his dad in the stands at a basketball game down in Columbus because he also plays for the basketball team. Yeah. One of the few athletes at Tupelo that's a multi-sport athlete. You don't see that.
You don't see that a lot at Tupelo as much as other schools.
He starts for basketball. It obviously is a starter for football. One of their best players. Three-star on all the major recruiting websites. He's a really good player. I was texting with one of my really big Mississippi State friends after he committed. He said, he looks like he's going to be Richie Brown 2.0, right?
I just was thinking that. He read my mind. Like, he could be another Richie Brown, a guy who just knows what he's doing. He's got good size. He's 6'3", 225. I mean, he may still, once he gets to MSU, they can do with him probably what they want if they need to get his weight up or anything. But he's got that good linebacker size already
for a college linebacker. Yeah, absolutely. His best attribute right now, he's just powerful already.
Yeah.
You see it, as he is a junior in high school. I mean, he just knows how to knock the snot out of people.
You
only imagine getting into a college weight room, weight program and whatnot. That's only going to
he's a legit 6'3", 225. Just seeing a picture of him in a basketball uniform.
Natural to me.
You're like, okay, that's a football player in a basketball uniform.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's what he looks like.
He looks way more comfortable, in the football pads out there on Friday night.
So Jet Johnson commits to MSU. Also, as I mentioned, Marcus Murphy, an athlete from West Point, running back. He's played some quarterback there as well. I mean, West Point, they're all running backs there. They don't throw the ball most years that much. So Marcus Murphy, he'd actually originally committed to MSU almost a year ago. It was actually last May, and then he decommitted in January, as kids often do, but recommitted on Tuesday, made the announcement via Twitter, as did Jet Johnson. Everybody does that now.
That's what they do.
Hey, control the message.
Yeah.
Marcus Murphy, just one of those really good athletes that West Point often puts out. I mean, Dan Mullen's gone to that well before. You look at Aris Williams, currently a running back there for State. So West Point always churning out good players like that. Murphy, he's just one of those dynamic playmakers in the area, one of the best ones around. And he was the MVP of the 5A state championship game. Was it last year or 2015? 2016.
Yeah, because I was covering it.
Yeah, 2016.
Down in Starkville.
Yeah, that's right. So Marcus Murphy and Jet Johnson, they're committed to MSU. Okay, let's wrap this up. We'll do the athletes of the week, as we do every week, a male athlete and a female athlete, honoring them for their exploits and their sport of choice from the past week. So let's start with the female athlete of the week. I'll take this one, Blake, since Gene's not here. Then you can do the male. Does that work for you? Okay. I'm going to go with Ivy Watts of Tupelo. She's a pitcher, and we mentioned Tupelo coming back from 1-0 deficits these last two series. She was the winning pitcher in all four of the wins. In which they were facing elimination, 4-0 in elimination games these last two series, and Ivy Watts, the winning pitcher, all four times. And you know, we mentioned the scores of the Clinton series these last two games: 1-0 and 9-1. Gave up one run in those crucial two games on Tuesday. So, congrats to Ivy Watts of Tupelo and the male athlete Blake
Colton Osborne from Nettleton. Terrific pitcher. You know, I saw him play 3 weeks ago or something, and he was just batting that day, and I was like, wow, he's a pretty good batter. I mean, he won him the game batting.
Yeah.
Then I saw him pitching, and was really blown away by at how good he is. He gave up only three hits in two games and had two shutouts over the weekend.
They swept New Site in the 3A playoffs.
They did not sweep New Site. They lost the game he did not pitch.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, right. So. I think New Site had like 5 to 7 runs or whatever in the one game he didn't pitch. And then in the game he did pitch, only gave up three hits.
Yeah, three hits over two games. And as Blake mentioned, Colton Osborne threw two shutouts to help Nettleton advance in the 3A playoffs. So there are your athletes of the week. Congrats to them. And that does it for this episode of Prep Rally. Again, coming to you every Wednesday. You can find us on iTunes, any of your podcast apps, or at preprally.djournal.com. We're on Twitter at djournalpreps. Follow us there to get updated for when new episodes drop, or just for links to stories that Blake and Gene write, and for scores as well, and all that good stuff. So thanks for joining us this week, and hopefully Gene will be back next week. But if not, we'll handle things. So until then, for Blake Morgan, I'm Brad Locke. Y'all have a good one.